Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, I got to teach again on the social dilemma. We're having an opportunity to teach at our different campuses. So I was over at the Westerville campus this Sunday teaching on the social dilemma. And if you've not seen the social dilemma, it's a docudrama that came out last year on Netflix, just talking about sort of the dangers of social media, the artificial intelligence that's used on social media. It's a lot of former executives of companies like Google and Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, just talking about their concerns about how addictive these technologies are, how they're not really designed to help people as much as they are designed to kind of use people to make money off of people. And so there's a lot of ethical questions that they sort of raise in the end. I think the filmmakers are honestly they're kind of making a plea for government agencies to legislate some parameters or some controls on these tech companies, I think is sort of the end game. But they do offer some, you know, some really helpful personal, like hey, what can you do in your use of social media to maybe have a healthier relationship with these things? You know, turn off notifications. That's a particularly interesting part of the film is at the end hearing how all these executives who helped invent these technologies, how they don't personally use them, or they don't let their kids use them, or they very, they monitor how their kids use them a lot. It was really interesting. But I really leaned into our time, or leaned into our folks during our time, and said, hey, I don't think we need to freak out, but I do think we need to wake up. And I took us to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, to talk about how should the believer engage or not engage with these technologies. And I tried to say from the very beginning, hey, I don't think social media is inherently evil. I do think these can be used in a way that helps us glorify the Lord. You know, we use technology all the time. Technology is not a bad thing, but we have to ask ourselves some good and some difficult questions. And so I took us to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, where Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, and there's some debate going on there about, you know, what freedoms do we have as Christians? And some of the Corinthian believers, it seems, are taking that, and they're not only saying, hey, you know, we're not under law, we're under grace, so we have the freedom to eat, you know, the things that we want, but they're taking that to the realm of like, hey, sexually, we can do whatever we want with our bodies. And Paul is pressing back against that to say, look, you were bought with a price. God gave his son. Jesus, the son, gave his life, his blood, shed his blood that you might be clean, that you might be saved, that you might be forgiven. What you do with your body, it matters. Honor the Lord with your body. He goes on to say in chapter 10, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Being under grace doesn't mean that because we've been forgiven of our sin, it doesn't matter what we do now. It's saying, no, we've been washed clean and forgiven of our sin, and we've been saved that we might now live for Christ. We have new life in Jesus. The old person is gone, and the new person has come to life in Christ, and that new person, I want to live in a way that honors the Lord and glorifies him in everything that I do. And so there's a phrase that Paul uses, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. We think that he's quoting a phrase that the Corinthians are using to sort of say, hey, we can do whatever we want. He says, all things are lawful for me. And you'll see in your Bible, that's usually in quotes, right? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. And I told our folks to circle, underline, highlight, helpful, and dominated, helpful and dominated, and said, look, those two things really form, I think, two questions that we should ask ourselves really about every area of our lives. But since we're specifically talking about, you know, social media and our engagement with these technologies, and you might expand that to all entertainment, right? Just virtual reality, video games, but certainly our social media use, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, the entertainment wing of Amazon Prime, right? All the stuff that we're taking in, instead of just asking the question, is it wrong? Like, well, technically, is it sinful? I told our folks, I think we set the bar too low when we ask that question. We need to be asking the question, in light of who I am in Christ, in light of my new life in Christ, not just, hey, is this thing technically wrong or sinful, But number one, is it helpful? Or number two, or is it dominating me? Does it have mastery over my life? Is it helpful, Paul says, right? Not all things are helpful. And we need to be asking as we engage with social media, as we hop on our phones and we're on the app, is what you're doing helping you love the Lord and love others? Is it helping you make disciples? Is it helping shape you? Is it helping to form you into the man or woman that God has called you to be? If not, then you have to ask yourself, why am I doing it? If not, and maybe the flip side, right, then is, okay, is it not only not helping me, but is it dominating me? And other translations of that phrase say, Paul says, I will not be dominated by anything. I will not be controlled by anything. I won't let anything gain mastery or control over my life. I will not be enslaved by anything. That's what Paul means when he says, I won't be dominated by anything. I have a master, that's Christ. So I'm not going to let anything else gain mastery over my life. I'm a slave of Christ, so I'm not going to be the slave of anyone or anything else. I'm free in Christ. I'm not going to let myself be enslaved by anything or anyone else. And so I'm pressed on our folks, and I want to press on anyone listening right now to ask those questions of your use of social media. Is it, at this point in time, can you really say that you're using it as much as it's using you? Is it helping you? Is it helping to shape you into the disciple of Christ? And I think the answer could be yes. You could be using it to share the gospel, to send encouragement to others, to connect with others, to keep your pulse on some of the things happening and to pray through those things. But I think for many of us, we need to ask the really honest questions. Is that what it's doing? Or is my use of this thing, of these technologies, is it leading me into temptation? Do I see heightened envy and jealousy? Where does my mind go when I use these technologies? And if it's leading me into sin, then I need to be willing to just cut it off, right? If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Better to go into the kingdom of heaven without an eye or without a hand than to go into hell with both hands or both eyes, Jesus says. I've heard several people talking with me just this week about some folks saying, hey, we have logged out, right? We've taken the app off of our phone. And if that's the measure that you need to go to, right, if that's the length you need to go to, then do it, right, in obedience to Christ. Again, it's not that social media or these technologies are inherently evil, but if you notice my use of these things is leading me into sin, it's dominating my life, wasting my time, it's not helpful to me, well, then change, repent, and ask the Lord how you need to move forward. I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you to then take some time just to pray for yourself, to hear from the Lord, to ask him if there are any changes that you need to make. And I hope that you'll be asking those questions. Is this helpful? Or is it dominating my life? And then make the necessary changes. And I hope you'll tune back in tomorrow for the LifePoint Drivecast. Let me pray for you. Father, I do pray, God, that we would all be asking this question. Lord, will you start just a movement across our church where we are approaching every area of life, but particularly right now we're praying over our use of these technologies of social media, that we wouldn't just mindlessly use these things because that's the thing to do, but Father, we would ask the question, is it helpful or is it dominating my life? And if it is, Father, if this thing is leading us into sin or any of these technologies leading us into temptation, then God, help us to say no, help us to make changes, to repent, and to move forward in holiness in pursuit of you. God, I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.